It's time for Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 WAKO. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103, WAKO.
Indian Basketball. As the Indians play in the final quarterfinal of the 2018-19 Little Illini Conference Boys Basketball Tournament, the Indians will take on the Marshall Lions. The Indians are the sixth seed in the tournament. They're 9-9 overall. Marshall is the third seed. The Lions are 14-6. One of those 14 wins came over the Indians not too long ago, back on January the 7th in Marshall. Indians lost to the Lions by a score of 69-52. I'm Steve Anderson. Bill Richards is alongside. Time now for the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Indians and the Marshall Lions Part 2. Bill, as I mentioned before, these two teams met earlier. Marshall really manhandled the Indians up in Marshall, but that was then and this is now, as they say. We'll see how these two teams do on a neutral floor.
Well, I think it's going to be a different game, Steve, simply because two guys who have not played since before Christmas for the Indians. I'm talking about junior Noah Weger and senior Zeus Marsh will both return tonight. Marsh is actually in the starting lineup. Weger's not in the starting lineup, but his foot appears to be fine. Marsh is still wearing the back brace, but he's recovered enough to play. He's going to be in the starting lineup tonight. A couple of guys, Steve, that'll give the Indians a bit more presence on the boards, which is where Marshall really hurt them 2 weeks ago in the regular season. So it should be a totally different ball game, and it's going to be the first of maybe four games in five nights for the Indians. They'll play tonight for sure. They'll play tomorrow night for sure. Chances are they'll play Wednesday, and they could play again Friday, depending on how all this works out. It could be four games in five nights this week.
Yeah, it could be a marathon for the Indians, and we'll see how they do. But it's good to have Marsh and Weger back. Of course, Zeus was the leading Indian scorer before he left the lineup with that back injury. He had been averaging over 17 points a game, and it's good to have that kind of production back. Weger also was averaging just about 10 points a game. And again, getting Marsh and Weger back, not only with the size, but also their scoring ability.
Sure, you know, I mean, the Indians have basically kept their head above water playing seven or eight games without these guys, and that says a lot. But, you know, when you're without two double-figure scorers for a long stretch of time like that, well, it can't be good for your record. And here the Indians are at 500, hoping to go above 500. They've been battling that 500 mark all season, and tonight's another chance to finally get back over it.
In the first quarterfinal here, it was Richland County, the second seed, defeating seven-seeded Newton, 53-34. So Richland County is into the championship semifinals. They'll face the winner of this game tomorrow evening at 7:30. Tomorrow in the first semifinal will be the Red Hill Salukis against KZ Westfield. You'll be able to hear that game tomorrow at 6 o'clock with Ryan and Rob on the Legend. That has been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. We are back with the starting lineups and the play-by-play in a minute. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Need to see a cardiologist but don't want to travel out of town? Carl Richland Memorial Hospital offers full-time cardiology services with Dr. Raymond Fisher of the Carl Heart and Vascular Institute. Dr. Fisher is available to see patients for an array of cardiac issues and can complete several diagnostic tests in-house. If you are in need of a cardiologist and don't want to travel far for appointments, call Dr. Fisher at 618-392-1139 to see how he can help you.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy.
Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Back here at Flora Conley Gym, the Indians being introduced. Starting lineup for the Indians. They are the visitors, the lower seed in this game. Indians will start number 3, Connor Rodell, the 6-foot senior. Also number 5, R.J. Nelms, the 6'2 senior. Zeus Marsh back in the starting lineup, number 10, the 6'2 senior. Jordan Jones also in the starting lineup, number 32, the 6-foot junior. And also number 33, Blaine Winningham, he's a 6'3 junior. So the Indian lineup is Odell, Nelms, Marsh, Jones, and Winningham. For the Marshall Lions, they will start number 11, 6'1 sophomore Ben Ross. Also in the starting lineup is number 15, Jaden Wallace. He's a 6'1 junior. Lance Rees in the starting lineup. He is a 6'5 sophomore, number 21. Also starting for the Lions, Isaac Wood. He's a 6'2 senior, number 34. And Ethan Harper in the starting lineup. He is a 6'2 junior, number 33. So it's Ross, Wallace, Rees, Wood, and Harper for the Marshall Lions, coached by John Weber in his first year as head coach of the Marshall Lions.
Steve, you know that referee just walked past us there? Ever seen him?
He was a pretty good player in his time.
That's Tim Leasty. He's reffing tonight.
Tap is controlled by the Indians. Here's Zeus Marsh with the basketball off the tip. Indians in the traveling red uniforms with the white numerals and the white trim. Here's a baseline drive. Nelms to the hole. Is fouled on his way to the hoop. Marshall, Jesse Burdick is in the starting lineup. I see him out there, number 23. So there's a change in the starting lineup with Burdick in there for the Lions. Foul on Marshall, and so R.J. Nelms heads to the line for Indian free throws. Free throw up and no good off the back iron. And the score is nothing-nothing here. Indians have not been a good free throw shooting team all season long. Free throw up and in, 1 out of 2 for R.J. 1-0 Indians here in the early going. Across the timeline, Ross, right side on the wing to Wallace. That's like Isaac Wood, actually. Now they go on the baseline to Burdick. Burdick, reverse layup, up and in. Jesse Burdick at 6'7", with a reverse layup. Hard to stop him when he gets that low close to the basket. And it's 2-1 in favor of the Lions. Odell leaves it off on the right wing to Marsh. Marsh now left corner to Jones. Jones on the left wing, dribbles to the top of the key, right side on the wing to Nelms, right corner to Odell, dribbles back top of the key. Indians moving the ball to the left wing to Nelms, now right wing to Marsh. Zeus top of the key to Winningham. Lane right side to Jones. Jones fakes, thought about a long three but doesn't take it, now backs it out against this Marshall man-to-man. Battle of red and white here tonight, Indians and the Lions. Jones, a 15-footer, got it from the right side. Jordan Jones with the hoop. And the Indians have a 3-2 lead. Across the timeline comes Isaac Wood. They feed it down low underneath. Shot up and forced in by Ethan Harper, the 6'2 junior. He was a thorn in the Indian side at Marshall in the Marshall 69-52 win back on the 7th. Indians across the timeline. Here's Nelms in the left corner. Marsh at the top of the key. Zeus, free throw line, backs it out now. Throws it to Jones off his hands and out of bounds. It'll be Marshall basketball. It'll be interesting to see how game-ready Zeus is after missing that time. 6:15 to go, opening quarter, 4-3 Marshall. Top of the key to Burdick. They feed it down low underneath to Harper. He misses the shot, rebounded by Marsh. Quickly across the timeline, loses the dribble. Now gets it back, dribbles to the left baseline. Cut off there, back out top of the key to Jones. Jones feeds underneath the cutting Odell, lays it up and in. Nice cut to the basket and a nice pass to Connor Odell. And the Indians lead by a score of 5-4. 5:45 to go here in the opening quarter play in this Little Illini Conference quarterfinal. Here's the ball knocked away by Nelms and out of bounds. It will be Indian basketball. Thus far, all the top seeds have won in the championship quarterfinals. Casey and Red Hill winning on Saturday. Richland County winning earlier here tonight. Right side on the wing. They go to Wood. Wood on the dribble looking for a screen. Top of the key from Harper. Can't find it. Now the ball in the middle. Knocked away. Stolen away by Winningham. Up to Nelms. Feeds it on a bounce pass underneath to Marsh. Back to Nelms. Back out top of the key to Winningham. And the Indians will go into an offense. Had a little break there. It might have been more aggressive to the hole, but they did not. Now Jones, a three ball from the right wing. Jordan Jones off to a good start from beyond the arc. And the Indians lead by a score of 8-4 with 5 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. They feed down low underneath to Harper, and he's fouled underneath and will go to the line for Lion free throws. Clock stop, 4:59 to go here in the opening quarter. Lawrenceville 8, Marshall 4, Steve Anderson. Bill Richardson here from Conley Gym.
That foul was on Jordan Jones, his first on the Indians.
Free throw on its way and no good off the back iron by Ethan Harper. Don't have weights here, but he's a 200-pounder. Size inside along with Burdick and Wood for Marshall. Free throw up and in. One out of two for Harper, and it's 8-5 in favor of the Indians. Now some trapping pressure by Marshall. The ball knocked away and stolen away by Ross. They feed it underneath to Wallace off his hands, but they say an Indian touched it last at the far end, so it'll be Lions basketball underneath their own hoop. And it comes, and Burdick, he lays it up and in. Burdick on the inbound, got free on the baseline and laid it in. And it's 8-7 Indians. Indians against the pressure, gridded across the timeline. Marsh on the right side dribble has the ball deflected out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. 4:38 to go here in the opening quarter. The Indians lead by one, 8-7. Odell will inbound at side court for the Tribe. Out front to Marsh. Zeus between the circles. Now to Nelms, right side to Odell, long three by Connor, off the mark, no good, and the rebound by Ross of Marshall. Quickly up floor, left side, three-pointer on the way by Ethan Cown, no good. Battle for the rebound, Cown gets his own rebound, back out front now, the Lions will reload. Wallace down the lane, throws it up wildly, no good, gets his own rebound, brings it back out now on the left wing, and Marshall will reload. Burdick at the high post, right side to Cown, Ethan Cown. K-E-O-W-N. At the high post, Harper leaves it off out there for Wallace. His open in. Jaden Wallace with the basket from about 10 feet in the lane. It's 9-8. Marshall now a steal by the Lions, and there's Burdick with a shot, but he's called for a travel. Traveling called on Marshall. Turnover on the Lions.
See, there's been five lead changes already here in the first 4 minutes of the ballgame.
3:48 to go, first quarter, 9-8, Marshall. In it comes to Winningham, across the timeline to Marsh. Three-pointer from the left corner, long and off the mark. Rebounded by Ross. Ross one-on-one against Odell, heads to the hole, and is hit and fouled on his way to the hoop. He'll go to the line for Lion free throws. Marshall, again, in the white home uniforms, the higher seed, I should say, here. They have red numerals and red and white trim.
First foul on Odell, and Tingley will shoot two.
Free throw up and in by Ross. Ben Ross, the 6'1 sophomore for Marshall. And the free throw on its way, off no good. Rebound battle for, and Nelms comes away with a loose ball. Off to Winningham. Right side, left side, I should say, to Odell. And he's called for a travel. Try to make a move to the baseline and call for steps. 3:31 to go in the opening quarter, 10-8. Marshall. Lions and the Indians, part two here at the LIC tournament. Defeated top of the key, the ball knocked away by Jones, but recovered out front by Wallace. Wallace on the dribble, looks for a screen top of the key from Harper. Now right side on the wing to Ross. Left side on the baseline. Drive by Cown. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Marsh. Loose ball gathered in by Odell of the Indians. Connor across the timeline on the dribble on the right side. Now feeds it to no one, and now it's intercepted by Wallace. Wallace across the timeline on the right side dribble. His shot is up and no good, and he's called for a charge as he ran over the defender. It was Blaine Winningham down there taking the charge, and will be Indian basketball. Cale Powell into the game. First substitution for Randy Bishop here tonight, replacing R.J. Nelms in the Indian lineup.
We thought Powell might have hurt himself a little bit last week in that win over Robinson. He fell and hurt his wrist, and he is wearing a wristband, but apparently Stevie told you he's okay.
Yeah. Here's Jones from the corner. Three ball. Right side, no good. Rebounded by Powell on the loose ball. Now he feeds it to Jones on the right wing. Cross court left wing to Marsh. Zeus. Cross court now. Skip pass to Jones on the right wing. In the middle now to a cutting Winningham. Fake, shoots, and scores. Blaine Winningham amongst the tall timber with a good head fake. And he got an easy basket. We're tied at 10. 2:22 to go, first quarter. Down low underneath, shot up and in off glass. From an awkward angle by Ethan Harper. And it's 12-10, Marshall. Across the timeline, Marsh feeding in the middle to Winningham at the free throw line. Underneath to Jones, wide open, shoots and scores.
7 points for JJ so far.
Jordan Jones off to a good start. The Indians have tied Marshall at 12. Minute 59 to go, opening quarter play. Here's Wallace, called for a travel at the top of the key. Turnover on the Lions. Here's Reese back into the lineup for Marshall, replacing Burdick. Reese was scheduled to start, but did not. Burdick started in his place. Now in the middle to Winningham, goes to the hole, lays it up with the right hand, no good. Battles for his own rebound, gets it. Feeds it to Jones, right side on the wing. Now underneath the Marsh, Zeus loses the ball. It's a scramble for it, held ball, and possession arrows in favor of Marshall. So it'll be Lion basketball with 1:37 to go here in the opening quarter, tied at 12. And it comes to Ben Ross. He'll bring it across the timeline. Picked up by Odell in the man-to-man. Right side on the wing to Wallace. Wallace on the dribble. Now to Ross down the left side of the lane. Back out front to Wallace, top of the key. Now to Harper, guarded by Marsh and the Indian man-to-man. Top of the key to Ross. Feeds it off the hands of Wallace, right side and out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball with a minute 12 to go here in the first quarter.
Turnover is a bit of a problem for both ball clubs tonight. The Lions have turned over 5 times in 7 minutes, and the Indians 6.
Connor Odell walks it across the timeline. Right side on the wing to Marsh. Looks to the middle. Now finds it. Jones cutting to the hole. Lays it up and in.
9 points for Jones. And let's hope that's the last lead change of the ballgame.
14-12. Indians by 2 with 53 seconds to go. Opening quarter. Long three. Top of the key is good. That was Ben Ross, the sophomore, with a long three. And Lions lead 15-14. 40 seconds to go. Odell on the right side dribble. Now to Marsh. On the wing, dribbles to the top of the key. Left side in the wing to Powell. Left corner to Jones. Thought about a long three. Now brings it back out. Works one-on-one to the baseline. Left side cut off there by Wallace. Now back out to Marsh. Guarded by Reese. Marsh to Powell. Powell on the right wing. 19 seconds to go. They feed it down low to Winningham. Blaine with 14 seconds to go. Fakes on the right baseline. Spins to the middle. Puts it up. No good. Had it partially blocked. And it's brought down by Cown. Up quickly, here's a layup, up and in by Kyle Sanders. End of the game. Sanders, a 6'3 senior, with a basket. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. Here at the Little Illini Conference Basketball Tournament, in quarterfinal play after one period, Marshall 17, Indians 14. We're back in a minute on the People's State Bank scoreboard, 17-14. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, Get your statements online and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Andrea McDowell, Director of Human Resources and Marketing here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We at the Health Department feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services here locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you a new year of health and prosperity.
You already know that Citizens National Bank
back
of Albion offers all
the... Back here at four, ready for the second quarter. Innings with the ball, trailing by three, 17-14. Bill Richardson and Steve Anderson, they feed it underneath to Jones. He lays it up short, and rebound brought down by Wallace. Wallace across the timeline, left side to Reese. Three-pointer from the corner is in and out, no good. Taken by Tingley, and the long rebound to the Indians, Powell, and a reach-in foul charged on... The Marshall Lions. Indian basketball brought your way by People's State Bank. With mortgages, mobile banking, and more, they're your community bank. And by WTHI-TV. Depend on News 10, WTHI, for sports, weather, and news coverage you can count on.
That foul on Wallace this second, and he's one of the leading players from Marshall.
There's a steal. Steal by Wood. And he was fouled from behind, heading to the hoop. Jordan Jones preventing a sure Marshall basket. 7:21 to go, second quarter, just underway in the period. Indians trail by three, 17-14. Skylar Toole getting set to check into the game for the Indians. Free throw up and in by Wood. 18-14 Lions. Odell out and Toole in for the Indians. Actually, Jones heading to the bench. Nelms is back in for him. So Toole and Nelms coming off the bench at that last juncture. Free throw no good. And rebounded by the Indians. Winningham. Here's Winningham. Left side to Marsh on the wing. Left corner to Powell. Now back out front to Marsh. Left corner to Powell on the wing. Now to the dribble to the top of the key. Ball deflected out of bounds by Reese. It'll be Indian basketball at side court. 7:05 to go, second quarter, 18-14, Marshall. Marsh inbounding to Nelms, who lays it up and in. RJ Nelms with the basket. 18-16. Favor of Marshall. Here's a jumper in the lane, up. No good from the free throw line. Battle for the loose ball. Toole with it for the Indians. Up flirt to Marsh. Zeus leaves it for Powell, top of the key. Powell on the dribble, and the Indians will go into an offensive set. They feed it to the high post to Winningham. Right side to Powell, three-pointer on the way by Kale. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Toole underneath, but he loses the ball, and it's brought down by Reese of Marshall. There's a jumper right side. Wallace. Nope, that's Wood. Isaac Wood with the basket. And it's 20-16, a four-point Lion Lee. Here's Toole in the middle. Try to feed it to Nelms. Cut off and intercepted by Wood. Wood on the right baseline. Now they go underneath to Reese. Reese off to Sanders. No good. Gets his own rebound. Sanders up again. No good from five. And the loose ball rebound brought down by Marsh. Zeus quickly across the timeline. On the dribble behind the back. Goes to the baseline. Feeds it back out front to Nelms. Nelms off to Winningham. His jumper from 15. Top of the key, well off the mark. And rebounded by Tingley. Tingley to the lane. Throws it up with the right hand. And it almost went in. But it bounced off. And it will be a foul on the Indians. 5:42 to go here in the second quarter play. 20-16. And the Indians want a timeout. Ambrol Federal Credit Union timeout. People's State Bank scoreboard. 5:42 to go, second quarter. Marshall 20, Indians 16. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
Indian basketball, Light 103 WAKO, brought your way by Citizens National Bank, Lawrenceville Banking Center, no better banking with Citizens National Bank. Also by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, they have you medically covered from head to toe. And by Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy in downtown Bridgeport, your locally owned and operated pharmacy. 5:42 to go, second quarter here at the LIC tournament, Connolly Gym. Free throw up and in by Daniel Tingley, the 5'11 sophomore, and it's 21-16, a 5-point Marshall lead here in the second quarter. Another free throw off the mark, no good, rebounded by Winningham, off to Powell. He'll bring it across the timeline. 5:35 to go, second quarter play. Indians down by five. Could use a hoop here. Here's Nelms leading it off, to feeding into the corner. Here's Wager with a jumper. Off the mark, no good. Rebound battle for. And Marshall comes away with a loose ball. Tingley across the timeline, left side to Wood. Wood underneath. There's a shot up and in, and a foul by Sanders. The basket by Sanders, a foul on the Indians. And again, Marshall going inside to those big guys. Sanders, Wood, and Harper, and Burdick, they're all size-wise bigger than the Indians. And Blaine Winningham picked up the foul, and to the line will be Kyle Sanders. 23-16. Marshall, second free throw, the first free throw, I should say, is no good. Rebounded by Winningham, off to Powell. 5:10 to go here in the second quarter. Here is Wager trying to take the baseline right side, cut off by Reese. Now back out front to Winningham. Now to Nelms on the right wing, RJ. Now to Toole, top of the key. Toole on the dribble, right side of the lane into traffic. Call for a travel. Got down there in the no man's land. And in the congestion, travel.
That's 9 turnovers on Lawrenceville tonight.
Marshall basketball, 4:53 to go, second quarter, 23-16. The Lions on top here. Across the timeline, Tingley, right side on the wing to Wood. Now left side of baseline to Skylar McManus, who's into the game. Got the ball knocked away and stolen away by Marsh. Zeus on the left wing, feeds it in the middle of the Nelms. Now to Wager, right side. To Odell, top of the key to Nelms, underneath to Wager. Wager underneath, shoots, scores. A little contact there from McManus, but Wager able to get the ball in despite that, and it's 23-18. Marshall, and we have a foul away from the ball charged on Noah Wager of the Indians. Good to see him back.
Yeah, welcome back, Noah. He missed a three-pointer a minute earlier. Finally got his first basket since December when he drove into the lane and put that one home.
Marshall looking to inbound underneath their own hoop. They do out front to Tingley, left side on the wing, to McManus, now back out front. McManus underneath to a cutting Burdick, who lays it up and in. It's 6-7, Burdick, that close to the basket, impossible to stop. And it's 25-18, a 7-point Marshall lead with 3 minutes to go, 3:58 actually to go here in the second quarter. Odell, top of the key for the Indians. Now to Marsh. Marsh on the wing, feeds it underneath to Wager. Bumping foul charged on the Lions on Ben Ross. Indians will inbound underneath their own hoop. That was Sanders there on the foul. Back out front, they go to Powell. Left side on the wing to Marsh. Zeus looking to find a teammate. Can't, now on the dribble. Back out front to Wager. He lets a long jumper go from 18. Off the mark, no good. Loose ball rebound to Burdick. Burdick off to Wood. Wood underneath from 10, no good. Rebounded up by Burdick, and he scores from 3 feet in. Again, at 6-7. That close, impossible to stop. 27-18, a 9-point Marshall lead. Marsh on the right wing. Dribbles to the baseline, heads to the hole, lays it up and in. Zeus Marsh with the quick move to the basket on the baseline.
First points for Zeus.
Here's a shot at the other end, up and in by Sanders. And Randy Bishop not happy with his defense. Going to be a 30-second break. Amball Federal Credit Union timeout. People's State Bank scoreboard reads Marshall 29, Indians 20. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, our focus is on your future. With the latest in banking products and technologies, we have the solutions to help you keep your finances in shape, your banking experience easy and efficient. The numbers all add up. Come in today to learn more about our competitive rates, zero to low fees, and other extra values in Albion, Olney, Mount Erie, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville. And thank you for making us your five-star and most trusted financial partner.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Indian basketball from the LIC tournament brought your way by the Lawrence County Health Department. Complete wellness, body, mind, and community by KZ State Bank. Bank when you want, where you want, and how you want. Indians off the timeout, trailing by nine. 2:50 to go, second quarter. Odell out front. Now on the left wing to Wager. Right side on the wing to Powell. Powell in the right corner to Odell. Three-pointer on the way by Connor. Short. Rebounded by Burdick. Feeds it up, and snowboarding at the other end is Tingley. Lays it up and in. Tingley with a basket. And it's a double-digit lead all of a sudden for the Lions. 31-20, 2:28 to go, second quarter. Marsh on the right left baseline. Shot up and in from about 15. Zeus Marsh starting to get back into the flow of things. And it's 31-22. Marshall, top of the key. Three-pointer on the way by McManus. Off no good. Rebounded to Odell. Indians want to run. Connor across the timeline. Feeds it underneath. And the ball knocked out of bounds. Caught by yours truly with great hands.
Ref even did.
Yeah, the referee even said good hands. Hands. Indians inbound right in front of us here. And they throw it away. Marshall runs it down and lays it up and in a foul. Tingley out racing Connor Odell to the basketball. He laid it up and in, and Odell fouled him. It was not a good foul by Connor there. Should just let him have the hoop. As it is, chance for a three-point play. Marshall leads 33-22 with 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Free throw up and no good. Rebounded by Marsh. Off to Nelms across the timeline. RJ feeds it now right wing to Wager. Now to Marsh looking for a screen. Goes to the right baseline. Cut off there. Now back out to Wager between the circles to Nelms. Left side in the corner to Powell. 1:43 to go. 33-22 Marshall. Indians could use a hoop here. Here's Wager at the top of the key underneath the Marsh. Double team. Spins against Burdick. Shoots over him and scores. Deuce Marsh with that great jumping ability. Able to score. Now the ball intercepted by Marsh. Off to Nelms. Nelms down the right side of the lane. Lays it up and in. RJ Nelms flashing to the basket strong. And it's 33-26. Leads down to 7. Here's a baseline drive by Sanders. And a blocking foul charged on the Indians underneath. That was Wager with the blocking foul.
Two fouls on Wager. Sanders is going to be at the foul stripe where he's 0-for-1 tonight.
Winkles into the game. Jarrett Winkles for the Indians replacing Powell. And Jones back into the lineup replacing Odell for the Indians. And looks like Marshall is going to send Ethan Cowan back into the game. Free throw missed, but up and in. A rebound by, guess who, Burdick.
Five out of five tonight, 10 points.
6-7. Again, impossible stop close to the basket. Minute to go, second quarter, 35-26. Marshall, long jumper by Jones from the three-point line. Is no good. Rebounded by Nelms, and the Indians will go on the attack again. Here's Winkles loading up a three. No good from the right side. And the rebound brought down, but it's stolen away by Jones. Underneath to Nelms, lays it up and in. Jordan Jones knew that R.J. Nelms was still back there trailing. And once he stole the ball, Nelms was wide open underneath for a hoop. 35-28, Marshall. Top of the key, Harper. Now down low, Sanders shot up and in. Kyle Sanders, 6'3", senior, down low.
8 points for him.
Flexing his muscles. 37-28, Jones down the right side of the lane, lays it up too hard off glass. Rebound brought down by Sanders. 11 seconds to go. Marshall can hold for a final shot, leading 37-28. Scramble for the loose ball, and Marshall able to come up with it. That's Harper. Harper has the ball deflected out of bounds and off the head of a cheerleader down at the other end. She wasn't paying attention down there, and the ball hit her square on the head. She appears to be okay. Might have heard the crowd groan there. And she took it flush off the noggin. But the ball went out of bounds, and the clock expired. And we're here at halftime of this quarterfinal of the LIC tournament. And here at halftime, it is the Marshall Lions 37 on the People's State Bank scoreboard and the Lawrenceville Indians 28. We're back with the halftime report coming up in 3 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Embraugh Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School Sports. Please get out and take in the games.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School Sports such a grand tradition year after year. Embraugh Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School Sports. Go Teams!
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the national tax time blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Back here at Conley Gym in Flora, side of the Little Illini Conference Boys Basketball Tournament. I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball, Indians trail by a score of 37-28 here at the half. Indian Basketball brought your way by Leggett Lumber and Hardware. Everything you need for all your projects, get it at Leggett of Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel. People you know, helping people you love, and by Cunningham Young Funeral Home in Lawrenceville, their family serving your family in a time of need. Time now for the halftime report, the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Larry Bowman's Pizza halftime report, and Bill Richardson has a look at some of the first half statistics.
Steve, it was a very good start for the Indians, actually a very entertaining first quarter, which saw Six lead changes and two ties. Unfortunately, Tingley put the Lions ahead 15-14 late in that period. They went on to lead 17-14 at the end of the first quarter, outscored Lawrenceville 20-14 in that second period, and lead the Indians at halftime here 37-28. Shooting, the Indians are 13-27. That's almost 50%. Doing a good job down low. They're 1 of 10 from three-point range. Only been to the foul stripe twice. Made one of them. 1 of 2 at the foul line. Marshall is 16 out of 27. That's fantastic from the field. The Lions have attempted only 4 three-pointers. Made one of them. Marshall is 4 out of 9 from the free-throw line. Turnover department, 10 for the Indians. Probably a bit too many to make Coach Bishop happy. 8 turnovers on Marshall. The Indians, despite the size difference, are holding their own on the boards. Marshall has out-rebounded Lawrenceville here at halftime 15-13. Unfortunately, a lot of those Marshall rebounds have gone for stickbacks, which is a good reason why they lead it here 37-28. Halftime scoring for Marshall, first of all, Jesse Burdick has hit all 5 shots he's attempted, 5 out of 5 from the floor, 10 points to go along with 4 rebounds. Off the bench, Kyle Sanders is 4 out of 6. He's got 8 points. 9 points for Tingley, 5 for Harper, 3 for Wood, 2 for Wallace. Keown, Reese, and McManus all played off the bench, did not score. For the Indians, leading the way is Jordan Jones. He has 9 points. All those came in the opening period. Zeus Marsh finally got things going in the second quarter. He hit 3 shots in a row there late in the second quarter. He has 6 here at halftime. Actually, R.J. Nelms has 7 at halftime. 2 points for Powell. 2 points off the bench for Noah Wager. 2 points for Winningham. Skylar Toole and Winkles played off the bench. Did not score. I said Powell had 2 points. Actually, he has not scored. It's Odell who has the 2 points rather than Cale Powell. So it's Marshall 37, Lawrenceville 28. The winner plays only tomorrow night in the semifinals. It's halftime.
We're back with more after this from Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza.
Bob's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital presents Warning Signs of Malignancy with General Surgeon Dr. Ferris Al-Ghabouri. The public is encouraged to attend this free speaking engagement this Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. at Central Christian Church in Lawrenceville. Dr. Al-Ghabouri specializes in general forms of cancer and hopes to educate the community on signs, symptoms, and future steps to take. Don't miss Lawrence County Memorial Hospital's Warning Signs of Malignancy with Dr. Ferris Al-Ghabouri from 6 to 7 p.m. this Thursday at Central Christian Church in Lawrenceville.
Back here at Conley Gym in Flora, Little Illini Conference Tournament quarterfinal play. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson with Indian basketball. Indians trail the Marshall Lions 37-28. Again, if you're just joining us, in the first quarterfinal, it was Richland County defeating Newton 53-34. So they'll face the winner of this contest tomorrow evening at 7:30. That'll be preceded by the Red Hill Salukis against Casey, their second meeting of the year. Casey won in Bridgeport earlier, and that will be at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Ryan Seed and Rob McKinley will have the call of that game on the Legend, 99.3 FM and AM 910. Indians, if they lose this game, will play tomorrow at 5 o'clock. They will play against Paris. Tigers lost in the very opening game of this tournament on Friday to Flora, 54-47. So that's what the Indians face here in this second half. That has been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Larry Boats Pizza Halftime Report. We're back in a minute with the second half of basketball. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital presents Warning Signs of Malignancy with General Surgeon Dr. Faris Al-Ghabouri. The public is encouraged to attend this free speaking engagement this Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. at Central Christian Church in Lawrenceville. Dr. Al-Ghabouri specializes in general forms of cancer and hopes to educate the community on signs, symptoms, and future steps to take. Don't miss Lawrence County Memorial Hospital's Warning Signs of Malignancy with Dr. Faris Al-Ghabouri from 6 to 7 p.m. this Thursday at Central Christian Church in Lawrenceville.
Back here at Flora, second half underway. Marshall with the ball to begin the third quarter, leading 37-28 to get it underneath to Burdick, who lays it up and in as he continues his big night.
6 for 6.
Burdick with the basket in close, 39-28. 11-point lead for the Lions. R.J. Nelms has the ball stolen away at the top of the key by Tingley. Tingley down the lane, shot up. And no good, and he's called for a charge. Tingley ran over R.J. Nelms, took the charge, and so it'll be Indian basketball. Just underway here in the third quarter, this final quarterfinal of the LIC tournament. Indians trailing 39-28 with the ball. Marsh deep on the right wing, looks to the middle, now top of the key to Nelms, left side of the wing to Odell. Connor on the dribble, top of the key to Jones, three-pointer on the way, no good off the front iron, and the rebound brought down by Tingley of Marshall. Now at the other end, a shot up and in off the dribble by Isaac Wood on the right baseline. 41-28, Marshall by 13, 6:53 to go here in the third quarter play. Top of the key, Nelms, left side of the wing to Odell. Connor on the dribble. Looks down low, nothing happening there. Now back top of the key, right side to Nelms on the wing. He looks down low, but again, it's clogged up with all that Marshall size. Left side, Marsh, three-pointer by Zeus, partially blocked by Burdick. Ball saved in, but right to Winningham, who lays it up. No good. And the rebound brought down by Harper of Marshall. Down to Wallace, cross-court skip pass, right side. Here's a drive down the lane and shot up. No good, taken by Jaden Wallace. Rebounded by Odell, the Indians. 6:13 to go, third quarter. 41-28, Lions of Marshall. R.J. Nelms back out to Marsh on the left wing. Zeus, top of the key dribble against Burdick. Now right side on the wing to Odell. Picked up out there by Tingley. Odell off to Winningham. Right side of the lane, now cutting to the basket. Jones laid it up too hard as he was bothered by Burdick, but he gets his own rebound, lays it up and in. Jones with a hoop for the Indians. 41-30, Tribe down by 11. Valley lob underneath to Burdick. Double teamed, has the ball knocked away. Shoots, no good. He missed for the first time tonight. From an awkward angle, Nelms with a rebound. Off to Marsh right side, fakes the baseline. Goes to the hole and is hacked and fouled on his way to the hoop. Zeus Marsh gradually getting his game legs underneath him. He missed a lot of time and is... You can practice and run all you want to, but there's nothing like game conditions. He hasn't had that for a while. His free throw is up and no good. So the score remains 41-30. Marshall. Tingley out. And Lance Reese is into the game for Marshall. Marshall with another free throw on its way. No good off the back iron. Rebounded by Reese of... Marshall. Now to Wood. Isaac Wood on the dribble down the lane. Has the ball stripped away and taken away by Winningham. Now off to Odell. Across the timeline, Connor waits for his teammates to clear. Now right side on the wing to Nelms. Nelms top of the key. Left side to Marsh. Three-pointer by Zeus. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Wallace of Marshall. Wallace double-teamed. Feeds it now to Reese. Now at the top of the key, the high post to Harper. Harper off to Wallace, looking for a screen, can't find it. Now takes the baseline and is called for I should say Jones is called for a block. Up for a minute there, it was going to be a travel on Jaden Wallace. His brother Josiah Wallace playing for Eastern Illinois University. Doing quite well for them, as a matter of fact, the Panthers. Powell into the game for the Indians, and also Noah Wager in. Jones takes a break, and Odell also out for the Indians of Randy Bishop. They lob underneath to Wallace. He puts it up. No good. Tips it up. Again, no good. Tips his up. His miss up and up and in. Three chances by Wallace down low, and he got the third one to go. 43-30, a 13-point Marshall lead. Nelms in the right corner to Marsh. Now to Winningham on the deep right wing. Now to Marsh. Zeus out front trying to dribble into the middle. Cut off there. Now to Powell down the lane. Throws it up there against the size of Harper. Left it short. Harper with the rebound. Now to Burdick. Ball back out front. Almost stolen away by Powell. Stolen away from Wood. Wood dribbles away from pressure. Right side on the wing to Wallace. Now back out front to Wood. And Marshall will go into an offensive set. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Jumper top of the key. Off the mark and no good by Wood. Rebounded by Marsh. Now right side to Wager. In the right corner to Powell. Powell, three-pointer on the way. No good. Long rebound by Powell is saved in, but not before it hit the end line. So it'll be Marshall basketball. Indians not hitting from outside. It's not good against this Marshall ball club.
Now they are now 1-for-14 from the three-point range.
Got to be better than that to win this game, because you're not going to get much done inside against this tall timber. 43-30, 3:33 to go here in the third quarter. 43-30, a 13-point lead. Here's Wallace at the top of the key. Guarded by Wager, tries to take him on the right baseline, goes around him, shoots, missed, gets his own rebound, up, no good. Rebounded by Reese, up, and no good. Reese battling for the rebound underneath, puts it up, no good, and he's fouled. Okay, so there is an example right there, that Marshall size.
Now, Wallace missed twice, Reese missed twice, got it again for the third time, went up, got fouled.
Just too much tall timber down there. These guys, big and strong. 43-30, Marshall on top. Free throw by Reese is off, no good. So the score remains 43-30. Marshall, 3:22 to go here in the third quarter of play. Reese, another free throw. This one's off, no good. Rebounded, however, by Harper up and in. Ethan Harper, the 6'2 junior, again the size of Marshall, coming to the four on that blockout. 45-30, a 15-point lead. I think that's the biggest of the night, isn't it? They haven't had a 15.
Yes, it is.
Here's Powell leaving it off for Marsh on the left wing. Zeus back out front to Nelms. RJ right side to Powell on the wing, deep. Now right baseline to Winningham. Blaine fakes, thought about a shot. Now back out to Wager. Wager taking to the baseline, puts it up for about eight. No good, left it short. Rebound brought down by Jaden Wallace. Marshall, Wallace across the timeline, on the dribble, leaves it off for Tingley. Now back to Wallace on the right wing. They lob underneath to Burdick, double team, back to top of the key. Free throw line, jumper up and in by Harper. Ethan Harper with the hoop. 2:25 to go, third quarter. Marshall steadily pulling away here, 47-30. Here's Nelms in the right corner, goes to the left baseline. Feeds it now out of bounds. Last touched by a Lion. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop.
That last basket put Harper in double figures. He's now got 11, so they've got three in the doubles.
Lions, I should say the Indians looking to inbound. Marsh does to Winningham. Left side jumper by Blaine up and in from about 17 feet.
Four tonight for Blaine Winningham.
47-32, hoops and stops. That's what the Indians need here with 2:05 to go in the third quarter. 47-32, long jumper off the mark by Tingley, but again rebounded by Reese, and Lions will reload. Wallace out front between the circles. Left side on the wing to Reese. Reese, top of the key to Tingley. Tingley guarded by Powell, top of the key to Burdick. They lob underneath to Harper, fakes, shoots, and missed it underneath. Rebounded by Nelms. Off to Winkles, long down court heave to Winningham. Scores! And a foul. And a chance at a three-point play. Lane Winningham with an acrobatic shot on a nice pass from Jarrett Winkles. Spotted him at the other end. And he goes to the free throw line. A chance to cut into this 15-point lead, 47-32.
Here comes Parkman. First appearance of the night for Damon Parkman for the Indians.
Lane Winningham a chance to cut into the lead here. Complete a three-point play. 47-34. He does complete the play as he rolls the free throw in. 47-35, a minute 35 to go. Third quarter, Indians with pressure all over the floor. Winkles double-teaming along with Powell. Now they go to Harper. Right side of the lane. His shot is up and in. The kid's pretty good off the dribble for a big guy. As he scores from in close, 49-35. A minute 22 to go here in the third quarter. Nelms, top of the key. Right side to Powell on the wing. Powell at the top of the key. Looks for a screen from Winningham. Right side. Now feeds it top of the key to Winningham. Lets the jumper go from there. Got it. Just inside the arc. Blaine Winningham at two.
That's 7 points in the last couple of minutes for Blaine. Now got 11 tonight.
A minute to go. Here's a jumper right side off the mark. No good. Taken by Cown, but he gets his own rebound. Now to Harper. Right side jumper from about 15 is off the mark and no good. Taken by Wood. Rebounded by the Indians. Here's Nelms across the timeline. 40 seconds to go. Third quarter. 49-37, I should say. Marshall. Here's Nelms in the right corner feeding underneath to Parkman. His shot off balance is no good against the tall timber. Rebounded by Marshall. Rebounded by Sanders. Now quickly up floor. Three-pointer in the left side. No good. Taken there by the Lions. Now a shot up by Nelms on the right side. Dribble and a foul charged on Marshall. 17 seconds to go. Third quarter. 49-37. Marshall on top, R.J. Nelms at the line for Indian free throws. First one's on its way and no good. So score remains 49-37. There's Wood into the game replacing Harper for Marshall head coach John Weber. Second free throw by Nelms is good. 49-38. 15 seconds to go. Indian with zone trapping pressure. Tingley across the timeline. Intercepted by Parkman. Parkman behind the back to Nelms. Now to cutting Powell. He's fouled. And will go to the line for free throws with 5.8 seconds to go. It was a heck of a pass by Parkman behind the back to an Indian player. And then Powell. Nice pass to him. He'll have to run with the free throw line. The first one is up and in. Powell with the first free throw up and in. Wallace is back in after a blow, replacing Tingley, as both these coaches making liberal use of their benches here this evening. Second free throw by Powell up and in. 49-40, down to nine with 5 seconds to go. Here is a Wallace quickly up floor. Long jumper is good. It counts at the buzzer. That was a three-pointer by Kyle Sanders from the right wing, a three ball to end the third quarter of play. On the People's State Bank scoreboard at the end of three, it is Marshall 52, Lawrenceville 40. We're back in a minute. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Hoke's Hair Studio, your image consultant. Because you change. The needs of your hair change. Your face shape changes. Your skin changes, especially in the winter. Your nails change, don't they? Just look at them. And what you did
5 years ago, even last year, probably not the best thing for how you've changed. Call Hoag's Hair Studio, 618-943-4567. Make an appointment. Get a beauty assessment. Just north of the square on 12th Street in Lawrenceville. Google us, Hoag's Hair Studio.
Indians with the ball to begin the fourth quarter play. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson from the LIC tournament. R.J. Nelms, left corner, three-pointer, no good. Nelms battling for the rebound, but Burdick gets it away from him. Now here's Marshall on the run. Right side to Wallace. His three-pointer from the corner is no good, out of bounds. And last touched by a Lion. It'll be Indian basketball. 7:30 to go in the game. 52-40. Marshall by 12. And it comes to Powell, long three from the right side, off the mark, no good. Indians just not good from beyond the arc tonight, as they trail by 12, 52-40, 7:15 to go in the game. Here's Kyle Sanders out front now to Isaac Wood. Wood on the dribble, to guarded by Powell. Now Wallace picked up by Nelms in the Indian man-to-man. They work at top of the key to Sanders. Now Burdick at the high post, guarded by Parkman. There's a size mismatch there. Now down the lane, shot up, and no good by Wood. Wood missed an easy bunny. Now Powell on the right wing, cross-court skip pass to Nelms, goes to the left baseline, bumped and fouled. Bumped and fouled by Ethan Cown of Marshall. Indian basketball brought your way by Bill Dobson Ford in Washington. Find out why a Dobson deal is a better deal. Into Parkman in the deep left corner. Damon, foul top of the key to Winningham. Lane looks down low, but nothing happening there against the Marshall man-to-man. Powell on the left wing. Now between the circle dribble, left side to Parkman. Down low to Winningham, but it's knocked away. And a scramble for the loose ball. And we have a foul charged on Jones, Jordan Jones, going for that loose ball, undercut Burdick. And it will be Marshall basketball. Jones on the foul. That's his fourth. And so Marshall is now by court, leading 52-40 by 12. Wood gets it in now to Wallace. Wallace on the left side dribble. Now between the circles to Wood. Right side on the wing to Cown. Cown guarded by Nelms. Double teamed by Parkman. Now they feed it underneath. Wide open, a shot up and no good by Sanders, and a foul charged on the Indians' Powell. He had to foul him or give up an easy basket. So make him earn of the free throw line with 6:05 to go in the game. 52-40, Marshall.
Sanders has 11, going for 13 off the bench.
Free throw by Sanders, up and in. Marsh and Toole in. Jones and Powell out for the Indians. 6:05 to go in the game. Do the Indians have another push in them here? Let's find out. Still some time to go. Free throw no good. Rebounded, however, by Wood. And Marshall reloads. Now to Burdick on the right baseline. Back out front to Wood. And they'll go into an offensive set. Here's Burdick, double teamed in the lane. Back out front, top of the key to Wood. Wood down the lane, cut off there by Parkman. And back out between the circles to Wallace, and Marshall will reload. 5:44 to go in the game. 53-40. The Lions on top by 13. Wood, top of the key to Wallace. Left side on the wing to Sanders. Now to Cown. Underneath to Wood. Wood double-teamed. The ball knocked away and recovered by the Indians. Winningham across the timeline. Now a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. Going to be a 30-second break. Amberall Federal Credit Union timeout on the People's State Bank scoreboard. 53-40 Marshall over the Indians. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce the addition of a certified nurse midwife to our medical staff. Stephanie Gordon has been a midwife since 2015 and is excited to begin taking care of patients in the Richland and surrounding areas. Stephanie can care for women during all stages of life, including birth control management, prenatal and postnatal care, hormone replacement therapy, and regular well women exams. To make an appointment with Stephanie, call the CRMH Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Lawrenceville Indian Basketball brought your way by Amber Alfredo Credit Union. Take time out to find out how great it is to be a member of Amber FCU. And by Best Way Express, if you have a Class A CDL, call 833-BEST-WAY today. Your truck driving career is waiting. 5:23 to go in the game, 53-40, Marshall by 13. Bill, do the Indians have another push in them?
Well, I hope so. You know, they could be down a lot worse than this. So let's see. Maybe hit a couple three-pointers here, spark something. We've not had but the one three-pointer all night.
Here's R.J. Nelms off the timeout. Top of the key to Parkman. Parkman down to Nelms, right side on the wing, looking down low. Can't find anybody. Now to Marsh at the high post. Now to Nelms, right side on the wing. Back out front to Toole. 5:04 to go in the game. Down low they go to Winningham. Can't handle the pass. Out of bounds. And it'll be Marshall basketball.
That's the Indians' 12th turnover. Only three here in the second half. They've done a pretty good job in that regard, after halftime especially.
Jaden Wallace inbounding. Indians with trapping pressure. Zone trapping. 2-2-1 trap. And they throw over top of it to the Lions. Now underneath, wide open is Wallace, but he doesn't take the shot and backs it out. Didn't like the shot there and backed it out, even though he had a pretty good shot. Now out front to Wood. Wood off to Wallace on the right wing dribble. Top of the key to Wood again. Wood between the circles. Now to Burdick. Fall away from 12. No good. Rebound fought for. Reese has it for the Lions. And they'll back it out and eat some more clock. 4:25 to go in the game, 53-40. Marshall on top here in this final quarterfinal of the LIC basketball tournament. Wallace, ball hawked out there by Toole. Back out front to Wood, Isaac Wood. Off to Reese, guarded by the smaller Odell. Top of the key to Wood, with Toole picking him up. As Marshall spreads the floor, looks for a backdoor cut. There it is, right there, shot up and in. By Reese. Lance Reese, the cut right down the lane. 55-40, a 15-point lead. 3:50 to go in the game. Ball last touched by Nelms. Off his hands and out of bounds. It'll be a Marshall basketball. And now Indians starting to turn it over with too much regularity here to try to come back. There was almost a charge there by Wallace on Nelms.
I don't think the ref saw him push off like that.
Yeah. Indians foul number five. Foul on R.J. Nelms. Marshall will inbound at side court. 3:45 to go in the game. 55-40. Marshall. And it comes to Burdick. Now to Reese in the right corner to Wallace. Now back out front. They work it to Burdick. Back out front to Wood. They make the Indians chase and spread the floor. And again, looking for the backdoor cut. 3:30 to go in the game. Lions in control here by 15. Odell against Wood. Feeds it in the middle. Knocked away. Winningham has it. Off to Nelms. RJ across the timeline. Toole on the right wing. Long three-pointer by Skyler. Off the mark. No good. Odell runs the rebound down in the corner for the Indians. Left side. Now back out front to Toole. Toole looking for a screen. Top of the key is jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Sanders of Marshall. 3 minutes to go. Looks like the Indians are not going to be able to make that big push.
I predict they're going to wreak a little havoc in that loser's bracket, though.
We'll see what happens. There's a foul out front as Toole bodying up against Wallace. Call for the foul. And the Lions will inbound at side court. 2:51 to go in the game. Here's Wager in, Jones in, Toole and Marsh out for the Indians. Wood inbounding does to Wallace near midcourt. 2:49 to go in the game. 55-40, a 15-point Marshall lead. Odell out front against Wood. Wood now feeding it top of the key to Wallace. Now on the right baseline, there's a shot up and in by Sanders. Kyle Sanders with the basket. 57-40, a 17-point lead. 2:28 to go in the game. Jones across the timeline, top of the key dribble down the lane. Feeds into the corner to Nelms. Three-pointer by RJ. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Burdick. Burdick has the ball slapped away from behind. But Marshall gets it on the loose ball scramble. At the other end, there's a shot short by Wallace and a foul charged on the rebound on the Lions. We go to the other end for Indian free throws with 2:10 to go in the game. Indian basketball brought your way by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Local medical professionals caring for local people. By Sweet Teas and Sip It on James Street in Lawrenceville. Committed to offering the best quality and service to Lawrence County.
Okay, Eli Ivers checking in now for the Indians. Here's Weggers, 1-1, no good.
Free throw no good by Noah. 57-40, score remains. 2 minutes to go in the game. Wood guarded by Odell. Now we have a foul away from the ball, charged on the Indians, looks like. It was on Wager, I believe. And so Marshall to the line for free throws with 2 minutes to go in the game. The 1-1 coming up here for Jaden Wallace.
That was the fourth foul on Noah Wager.
Again, Wager and Marsh back in the lineup for the first time in a while. It's going to take them a little while to get acclimated after being off for a while. Free throw by Wallace up and in. Jaden Wallace. And some substitutes getting set to check in here momentarily for Marshall with 2 minutes to go and an 18-point lead. So the bench player is going to get into this quarterfinal game, such as number 30, Braden Francis, and also number 2, Luke Cook. Reese out, and also out for the Lions is Kyle Sanders. Free throw by Wallace up and in. And another substitute, Keon in, replacing Wallace for Marshall. With this game firmly in control of the Lions, 2 minutes to go, 59-40. The Lions lead. Jones across the timeline. Here's Odell on the left wing. Connor to the top of the key, down the lane. Puts it up from 10, has it partially blocked and brought down by Cook of Marshall. Now off to Wood across the timeline to Cown. Top of the key. Cown. Now off to Wood again. Spread the floor again, making the Indians chase. Minute 29 to go, 59-40. Long jumper is off the mark and no good. Out of bounds, it'll be Indian basketball.
Who took that shot?
For Marshall?
Yes.
That was don't know, Bill.
Okay, I think
it was blocked off.
It was McManus, I believe.
1:18 to go. Top of the key, Winningham on the dribble down the lane as Jones spins, goes to the hoop, lays it up and in. Jordan Jones with the basket. Too little too late, though, for the Indians, 59-42. Minute 5 to go in the game. Now a foul charged on Ivers, knocking the ball away. It will be Lions basketball. Parkman into the game, replacing Wager in the Indian lineup. Now I feed it into McManus. Here's Cowan with a three-pointer from the right side. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded, however, by Francis. And out front they go to Wood with 49 seconds to go in the game. 59-42. The Marshall Indians chasing over the floor. Wood out front. Now in the corner to Cook. Cook back out front to Wood. Now in the corner to McManus. Ball knocked away and stolen away by Logan Williams. Into the game off the bench for the Indians. Jones across the timeline. Long three, top of the key. No good. The long rebound to Cook. 21 seconds to go in the game. Lions will bring it across the timeline. Wood now to Cook. And he'll hold on to the ball. And the final score will be the Marshall Lions 59. Lawrenceville Indians 42. So Marshall with the win improves to 15-6. And the Indians dip below 500 again And they're now 9-10. And we'll be back in action tomorrow. They'll play at 5 o'clock tomorrow in a consolation game. The Indians will play the Paris Tigers tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Again, the final here on the People's State Bank scoreboard. The Marshall Lions 59, Lawrenceville Indians 42. Bill and I are back with the postgame show coming up in 3 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Drafty, old windows, let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Where are you guaranteed to get the highest in customer satisfaction? A real person, never an answering machine, and the latest in banking technologies. This is Janet Peach from Citizens National Bank of Albion. We're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area, and for good reason.
And this is Dina Moore. We take a no-nonsense, no-fluff approach to banking and no hidden fees. Come in and talk to one of our customer service and lending professionals at any one of our six locations.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, member FDIC.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Fred England, administrator here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We here feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you all a new year of health and prosperity.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the National Tax Time Blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying
press 1, press 2.
Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Back here at Conley Gym, fans filing out after having watched the Marshall Lions defeat the Lawrenceville Indians here in the final quarterfinal of the LIC tournament. 59-42, the final. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, glad you're with us for Indian basketball. Wish we had a better result for you. Knew it was going to be tough coming over here with these Lions who had beaten the Indians previously. And again, the Indians could not battle the tall timber inside. Not only were the Lions dominant inside, but the Indians could not hit from outside and were very poor from beyond the arc. And that combination led to a Marshall double-digit win by 17, 59-42. This is the Hoax Hair Studio postgame report. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson. Again, 59-42, the final. Bill has a look at some of the final numbers in this game.
You know, Steve, as you mentioned, shooting, especially from long distance, was the big problem for the Indians. They were 18 out of 47 from the field overall. Just 1 of 17. 1 of 17 from three-point range. You know, if they make just, say, 4 or 5 of those 17, who knows? It could be a different ball game. But hit 5 out of 10 free throws, turned it over 14 times, grabbed 15 rebounds, finished with 42 points. The only player to reach double figures for the Indians tonight was Jordan Jones, the junior. He hit 6 out of 13 shots, 1 out of 5 three-pointers, didn't attempt a free throw. 1 rebound, 4 fouls, 13 points. Blaine Winningham hit 4 out of 8 shots on his way to scoring 9 points for the Indians. R.J. Nelms had 8. 2 points as a starting in a starting role for Connor Odell. 2 points off the bench for Cale Powell. 2 points off the bench also for Noah Weger in his first game back. Off the bench not scoring were Skylar Toole, Trevor Winkles, Damon Parkman, Eli Libers, and Logan Williams. Steve, you made a buddy here.
Yeah. Little guy running up the court here. Gave me a high five. Low five, actually, for him.
Yeah. It's a high five for him and a low five for you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. For Marshall, Kyle Sanders, how about this? He comes off the bench, hits 6 out of 7 shots from the field, had that three-pointer at the end of the third quarter there. Kyle Sanders off the bench topped the Lions with 14 points. Ethan Harper had a big night. He finished with 13. Burdick hit 6 out of 7 shots. I make that 6 out of 8. He missed a couple there in the second half. Finished with 12. 9 points for Tingley. 6 points for Jaden Wallace. 2 points off the bench for Reese, Keown, McManus, Francis, Cook, all played and did not score for the Marshall Lions.
Marshall win it by a score of 59-42. Again, this is the Hoax Hair Studio post-game report. We're back with more, including our Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game coming up in a moment. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Hoax Hair Studio, your image consultant. Because you change. The needs of your hair change. Your face shape changes. Your skin changes, especially in the winter. Your nails change, don't they? Just look at them. And what you did 5 years ago, even last year, probably not the best thing for how you've changed. Call Hoax Hair Studio, 618-943-4567. Make an appointment. Get a beauty assessment. Just north of the square on 12th Street in Lawrenceville. Google us, Hoax Hair Studio.
Back here at Conley Gym, Steve Anderson along with Bill Richardson. And we're joined by Indian head coach Randy Bishop as the Indians lose here to the Marshall Lions by a score of 59-42. Well, Randy, ball club just didn't shoot well from outside tonight. They knew that you weren't going to make a living inside. So
right.
That combination there just
was
tough.
Yeah, and the big kids, again, hurt us on the boards. And I thought we'd do a little bit better on that, but we just didn't. You know, Zeus giving an effort and Wagger, but they're out of shape, and it's going to take a little bit maybe to get them back, get their legs. Neither one of those boys shot very well, but not only them. I didn't think we were ever going to make an outside shot, and finally we did. But sometimes that happens, and tomorrow I got to get them ready to play Paris, and I think they can win that game, but we got to bounce back. We can't let one bad game take away from what we tried to do. But I would like to see them win that because I thought we'd compete with them a little bit better since we had the size back, but we didn't.
Again, it's going to take a little while for those two guys, as you mentioned, to get back acclimated to game. Yeah, you can simulate all you want to, but it's nothing like game time conditions.
No, I mean, we don't have a 6'8 kid to practice against. We did the good things the first half and kind of bottled them up. But as we got tired and the size got tired, they just started battling us inside. Sanders kid's probably one of their best players. He, again, probably had 14 somewhere in there, and he really hurt us. He's a nice passer and a shooter, so they got three of those kids can score around the basket. But, boy, we just struggled. Odell had been hitting shots, and Cale had been hitting a lot of shots, and we just couldn't get one to go. So hopefully we'll make those shots tomorrow, but that's a bad combination, getting killed on the boards again, offensive rebounds, and then not being able to shoot. So hopefully we'll bounce back tomorrow.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, thank you.
Indian head coach Randy Bishop. Again, the Indians lose here by a score of 59-42. Now it's time for us to pick our Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Bill, what do you think?
Well, I think you have to go with Jordan Jones tonight, Steve. 6 out of 13 shots. Led the Indians. The only Indian in double figures with 13 points, had 9 of those points in the opening quarter as the Indians and Lions were battling back and forth tooth and nail. So Jordan Jones tonight's Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game.
All right, so the Indians again below the 500 mark at 9-10. They'll try to get back there tomorrow. As we mentioned earlier, the Indians will play at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. They'll play the Paris Tigers. Paris lost on Friday in the opening round of this tournament to Flora here on this floor, 54-47. They're 7-12, so a winnable game for the Indians, and we'll see if they can get back to the 500 mark tomorrow. And, of course, that'll be followed up tomorrow by the two championship semifinals. First one will have KZ against the Red Hill Salukis, and we'll have that game on the Legend at 6 o'clock right after the Indians are done. We'll turn it over to Ryan Seed and Rob McKinley, and they'll have that game. And then Marshall, winning here, will face Richland County in the second semifinal tomorrow at 7:30. By the way, we understand that there is no school tomorrow for Units 10 and 20 back in Lawrence County. So no school tomorrow for Units 10 and 20 back in Lawrence County. So no school for the kids tomorrow in the districts in Lawrence County. Again, Jordan Jones, our Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Thanks to our producer-engineer back at the Waco Studios. That is Gil T. Wilson. Thanks to him for his good work, and thanks to you for listening here tonight. Again, the final here from Bill Richardson. Thank you for your good work, as always.
Thanks, Steve. Always a good time, win or lose.
All right. Again, the final, 59-42. Indians back in action tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock. We'll be on the air here on Light 103 just before 5 o'clock. The Indians and the Paris Tigers. Steve Anderson saying so long from Clay County.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader WAKO Light 103, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Amberall Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Sippets and Sweet Teas. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball, brought to you all season long here on Light 103, WAKO. Lawrenceville Vincennes.